T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This is the station you turn to first for live team coverage of breaking news. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 8 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Police looking for a suspect in Wichita homicide. We've got the story.
Woman dead after house fire in North Wichita. I'm Ted Woodward. Those details just ahead.
I'm KNSS meteorologist Ann Holliday. With a clear and cool morning, temperatures warm up nicely for this time in November, but changes are on the way by tomorrow. Our full forecast is coming up.
The book written by an anonymous senior White House official hits bookstores today.
The book titled A Warning follows up on an explosive op-ed in the New York Times last year and is being billed as an unprecedented behind-the-scenes portrait of the Trump presidency. The author, whose identity is still unknown to the public, is described by the book's publisher as someone who is a senior official in the Trump administration. The New York Times op-ed took particular aim at the president's behavior, claiming he was erratic and had a fundamental amorality that plagued the administration. Then White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders responded by blasting the author's cowardice and calling on them to resign. At the White House, John Decker, Fox News.
Police are investigating a fatal shooting in southeast Wichita just after 2:30 this morning. First responders were called to 3072 South Hillside. One person was initially reported code blue, critical injuries. That person died around 3:09 at the scene. And no further details available at this time. 51-year-old James Story was shot and killed inside his pickup truck in southeast Wichita early Sunday evening in the parking lot outside South Rock Billiards and Sports Bar, north of Pawnee and Rock Road. Police Captain Brent Allred says the victim had been inside the club Sunday for several hours shooting pool.
The investigation so far has revealed that a Dodge Ram pickup truck, black in color, was parked next to the victim's vehicle, left for a short period of time, and returned when unknown individuals fired multiple rounds into the victim's passenger side window, striking him.
Investigators believe this was not a random incident. This is the 26th criminal homicide case in Wichita this year, 8 fewer than at this time last year.
One man was killed during a domestic violence case in South Wichita late Saturday night. Officers were called to the report of someone with a weapon in the 2800 block of South Emporia. Investigators believe a 22-year-old woman fought with her boyfriend, and he fired a handgun at her. The woman told police that she'd been shot. As officers entered the apartment, they heard another shot. The boyfriend shot himself in the head.
Deceased individual involved in the domestic violence aggravated battery investigation has been identified as 23-year-old Brandon Sandoval.
Police officer Charlie Davidson says the woman suffered a gunshot wound to her stomach. She was hospitalized in critical condition.
A woman died after a house fire in North Wichita Sunday night. Fire Captain Jose Ocades says this happened in the 2000 block of North Jackson.
Fire crews were dispatched to a reported house fire with subject trapped. First arriving company, Engine 3, arrived on scene and had smoke showing on a two-story single-family dwelling. Engine 3 stretched a fire attack line and was able to locate a patient inside there. They were quickly able to remove the patient.
Life-saving efforts were unsuccessful. The fire started in the laundry room, and fire and police officials continue to investigate this case. Victim's name has not been released. Fire caused $30,000 in damage.
At today's meeting, the Wichita City Council will be asked to approve up to $40 million in bonds for facility expansion at Spirit AeroSystems. It's part of more than $200 million in bonds for the city's biggest employer over the past few years, aimed at creating hundreds of jobs. Mayor Jeff Longwell tells KNSS News.
You look at the return on investment, it's astronomical, and so it really is good for Wichita to have Spirit expand their footprint. We'd rather they expand their footprint here than take jobs to Georgia or Alabama or someplace else in the country.
Longwell commented during Mondays with the Mayor on the Steve and Ted in the Morning Show on KNSS.
Four witnesses are to testify in a pair of public impeachment inquiry hearings today.
This morning, two National Security Council staffers who listened to a July phone call between President Trump and Ukraine's president will testify. Both Jennifer Williams, National Security Aide to Vice President Mike Pence, and Lieutenant Colonel Alexander Vindman, an Army officer on the National Security Council, told investigators in closed-door testimony they were concerned about President Trump's request of investigations during that phone call. Two more witnesses testify this afternoon, former U.S. Special Envoy to Ukraine Kurt Volker and former National Security Council aide Tim Morrison are both expected to detail the decision to freeze U.S. security assistance to Ukraine. On Capitol Hill, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 8:05, 5 minutes past 8 o'clock.
Exciting finish on Monday Night Football last night. We'll have highlights from the Chiefs and the Chargers coming up in sports.
California's Attorney General suing e-cigarette maker Juul. That story coming up on the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. The KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted, now 8:08, 8 minutes past 8 o'clock on this Tuesday morning. The owners of a Lawrence CBD store no longer face felony drug charges for selling hemp flower, which looks and smells like marijuana, but is chemically different. We get more from Kansas Information Network's Brett Spigert.
The Kansas City Star reports that Douglas County District Attorney Charles Branson's office offered no explanation for Thursday's decision to drop the charges against Annie Martin and Sean Leffler and one of their employees. The dismissal happened one day before the state had been scheduled to present evidence against the couple in court. Martin says she's relieved and believes the Kansas Bureau of Investigation, which twice raided the store, misunderstood the distinction between marijuana and hemp. Hemp doesn't contain enough mind-altering THC to cause a high and is now legal to grow in Kansas. The couple plans to close its Lawrence store later this month and open a business in Kansas City, Missouri.
California's attorney general is suing e-cigarette maker Juul for allegedly marketing to children, among other things.
Attorney General Javier Becerra says in the lawsuit they allege Juul failed to warn about chemical exposure, failed to do proper age verification on purchases, and targeted young people with advertising.
The company also launched a social media marketing campaign targeting youth with dessert and fruit flavors such as mango, cool mint, creme brulee, and cucumber on platforms like Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook.
The CDC says 42 people have died from vaping-related lung injuries. Federal prosecutors, as well as the FTC and FDA, have begun investigations into Juul, which has already stopped selling fruit and mint-flavored products. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
Fast food chain Chick-fil-A is no longer donating to charities that have a history of opposing same-sex marriage. Fox's Garrett Tenney reports.
After years of criticism from LGBTQ activists, the Chick-fil-A Foundation is ending donations to dozens of groups, including the Salvation Army and the Fellowship of Christian Athletes. Those previous donations to faith-based charities which support traditional marriage have drawn a lot of heat from the LGBTQ community. A number of Christian organizations tell us they are shocked by Chick-fil-A's announcement, including the Salvation Army. This comes a week after singer Ellie Goulding threatened to cancel her halftime performance at a Thanksgiving NFL game to kick off the Salvation Army's Red Kettle campaign, after some of her fans complained that the charity hasn't always been supportive of the LGBTQ community.
The company says it's planning to give about $32 million to charities in 2020.
Getting ready to fly for the holidays?
New numbers from travel website Upgraded Points show Frontier as the airline most likely to bump you from a flight. The carrier boots more than 6 passengers per 100,000, and number 2 is Spirit Airlines, rounding out the top 5, Alaska, PSA, and American Airlines. But the research says the overall number of bumped passengers is dropping, and if it does happen to you, it could pay off. You may be compensated near double the one-way price of your flight, as much as $675. Chris DeMeo, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 8:11, 11 minutes past 8 o'clock.
Heavy traffic slowing down southbound I-135 north of Kellogg. So you might want to avoid that for the time being. Just lots of traffic there, heavy traffic and things slowing down southbound on I-135 approaching Kellogg. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jad Chambers.
And now the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. Mostly clear here in Wichita early on. It's going to be sunny today, getting to 68 for the high this afternoon. Clear and breezy through tonight, our low near 50. And a system moving in from the west coast will bring a cold front with it. Showers and a few thunderstorms on Wednesday. Windy with a high 67. Rain and colder Wednesday night. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now partly cloudy, 41 degrees, northwest wind at 5 miles per hour. 8:12, Stephen 10 in the morning here on KNSS. And there's a new car coming out, and it's not your dad's Mustang. Fox News Radio's Jeff Manasso with us this morning. Good morning, Jeff.
Hey, good morning to you.
The Mustang. I had a Mustang when I was a kid and a little car with a 289 engine in it, but this new one that's coming out, it's not much like that, is it?
Yeah, you know, so it's got the name.
Yeah.
But I can tell you that Mustang aficionados out there are going, that's not a Mustang. Mm-hmm. But Ford has tapped the Mustang, the Mach 1 name from the Mustang archives. And it's now taking $500 refundable deposits for its newly named Mustang Mach-E. It's an all-electronic SUV, and it's going to be unveiled at the L.A. Auto Show upcoming this week. And you can look at it. It's online. You can see pictures, so it's got to look like the Mustang, right? It's got the sleek roof line on the back, that fastback approach. It's got the wider fenders, the Mustang taillights, and all things that you would expect to see in a Mustang. It's got a range of 300 miles, all electric, 0 to 60 performance in the three-second range with the GT Special Edition. It's offered in rear-wheel or all-wheel drive and goes on sale in late 2020 with a starting price of about $45,000. This thing's going to go head-on against the Tesla Model Y. It'll also go up against the Audi e-tron and Jaguar I-Pace, high-performance electronic SUVs. And so when you think electronic vehicle, EV, you think that, I think most of us tend to think, you know, Prius, something that's economical, something that is just something to get you to work, to the grocery store. It saves you on gasoline. Of course, you have to pay up front. Do you get that return on the back end with the gas savings? You have to have it for a while. But the focus really hasn't been on high performance, and so that's what Ford has done. And it's hedged a bet that it's going to have some success with this, with the high-performance version of the all-electric in this new Mustang Mach-E. And so I think the refundable deposit, taking deposits, I think that's just kind of take the temperature of the interest in this thing. Of course, as I said, it doesn't go on sale until late 2020. It's probably gauging interest, and I think people will be taking note. But, you know, it sort of looks like a Mustang in the back, and the front kind of looks like a Tesla. When you sit inside of this thing, you know, again, for these Mustang aficionados, it's lost that dashboard, that cockpit feel, you know, the round vent hole covers, the round vent caps, the bells and the whistles. It's got a big 15 and a half inch digital touch screen in the middle, and it kind of a long digital speedometer in front of the steering wheel that looks all very practical. Not a lot of frills, not a lot of bells and whistles. There's no, you know, gone are the stick shift or even the automatic shifter. It's all just a button or two, and so it looks very practical, and it doesn't necessarily feel like that cockpit high-performance vehicle that you get into your Mustang GT or your Mustang Bullitt. But nonetheless, it's got the Mustang name, and so there's a lot of interest. How well it does, I'm not sure, but this really is where the industry is going.
You know, when my wife talks to you, we sometimes talk about, let's get another Mustang, you know. And she always says, yeah, because I love the way they sound. Well, this thing's not going to have that rumble. It's going to, right? It's going to sound like that, right?
Well, so Ford has really kind of perfected the canned-in sound. And they've been doing this for years, where you press a button on the Mustang, and it's got that sporty, edgy rumble.
Yeah.
You press another button, it's got quiet mode. It sounds like an electric. And for Ford's EVs, what it announced recently, a couple weeks ago, I covered this new sound. It's kind of like a musical tone that it's going to pipe into its EVs. And there's a reason for that. That's for the hearing impaired, because these things don't really make any noise. And so Ford worked with hearing impaired organizations and came up with this sound that it's going to pipe through. So you'll hear it. But this Ford Mustang will have sound, and it's basically whatever sound you want, in terms of, you know, that sporty, edgy sound, that rumble, or a kind of a more standard car type of sound, though it's not real. It's all canned.
And Jeff, what you were saying, there is a little get up and go to this thing then, right?
Yeah, so it all depends on the trim level that you buy on this vehicle, but it's going to have at least with the high performance, which model was it? It was the GT Special Edition, which actually comes out a little bit later. It'll be in the 3 second range. Otherwise, you know, you're talking about upwards of 5 seconds. But still, that's pretty good. And it's the handling and the performance are supposed to be second to none in the electronic performance SUV market, according to people who've driven this car. So it's going to be high performance, but it's going to be all electric.
All right. Jeff, hey, thanks for your time and your help this morning. Fox News Radio's Jeff Benosso talking about the new electric Mustang. All right. It's coming up on 8:19 now. Steve and Ted here on KNSS. It's
not exactly the Shelby Mustang, huh?
Yeah, it doesn't
sound like, ways from that.
Doesn't sound like it's very sexy to me, but I, you know, the way he was describing it there, it could be a completely new deal. So
yeah.
We'll see how it goes. 8:18 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. It's sports time with Ted Woodward and the Kansas City Chiefs playing in Mexico City last night, Ted.
Yeah, and it was not one of those high-scoring shootouts. It was a little closer than you might have thought, but, of course, the Chiefs and the Chargers going at it. Chiefs built up a lead, but the Chargers kept coming back. In fact, the Chargers run a long drive late in the game, trying to tie it up. Chiefs clinging to a one-touchdown lead in the waning seconds. Mitch Holtis had the call of the game, and, of course, you heard it right here on your home of the Chiefs, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Rivers takes the snap at his belt. Frank Clark coming for him. A fade route right side. It's intercepted! 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 Dirty Dan Sorensen picks it off! One of the biggest interceptions for Dirty Dan's career! And the Chiefs shut the gate on Phillip Rivers! 4 interceptions by Rivers! And the Chiefs get a gigantic pick by Dirty Dan Sorensen on the wheel route to the outside to Austin Eckler. Gigantic win to go 7-4. The Chiefs have beaten the Chargers for the 10th time in 11 tries. And Andy Reid continues his dominance over the AFC West. He is now 23-3 against the division since the beginning of 2015. Chiefs win it in Mexico City and now get a much-needed bye.
Yeah, Chiefs finally get their off week, so they don't play again until next month. The Chiefs are in first place atop the division with a record of 7-4 here.
And we get some of those injuries healed up.
That's what that bye week certainly can be used for. And the Chiefs will, I'm sure, enjoy that if they get back to the States. As the Chiefs win it last night, 24-17 was the final score. It's Chiefs quarterback Pat Mahomes.
Being here and being at the stadium and seeing these fans and everything like that, I mean, last year we wanted to be here and we didn't get the opportunity to, but we know they put a lot of preparation and time into that field to get us here and give us the chance to go out there and play a great football game.
There you go, and the Chiefs picked up a win in Mexico City. We have college basketball tonight. Shockers, Jayhawks, Wildcats all in action, all on home court. Shockers have Coke Arena tonight. Wichita State off to a 3-0 start, hosting Gardner-Webb, a team that was in the NCAA tournament last season. Shocks are a 15-point favorite. Wichita State off to a 3-0 start on the season. Mike Kennedy and Dave Dahl begin their pregame coverage at 6 o'clock tonight. The game will tip off at 7 o'clock this evening in Coke Arena, and that's on 103.7 KEYN. Up in Lawrence tonight, you've got 4th-ranked Kansas hosting undefeated East Tennessee State, which is coached by former Wichita State assistant Steve Forbes. As the Buccaneers and the Jayhawks go at it, the Buccaneers are ranked number 3 in the nation in the mid-major top 25. And, of course, KU is ranked 4th in the AP top 25. Jayhawks are a 14-point favorite at home. Live coverage of the Jayhawks and East Tennessee State at 6 o'clock tonight. The game will tip off at 7 o'clock. You can listen to KU on Sports Radio KFH, 1240 AM, 97.5 FM. Kansas State not expected to have any trouble tonight with Arkansas Pine Bluff. Wildcats are a 25.5-point favorite tonight in Manhattan. That'll tip off at 7 o'clock. K-State has won 31 straight non-conference home games at Bramlage Coliseum, a streak dating back for 5 years. We've got a big event coming up in Wichita next year as Wichita is celebrating its sesquicentennial. And some of the best high school athletes, in fact, more than 150 of them, will be coming back to celebrate as part of a 150 for 150 event put on by League 42, Visit Wichita, WSU Athletics, and the Kansas Sports Hall of Fame, among others. Here's Bob Lutz from League 42.
Next year is Wichita's 150th birthday. As part of that celebration, we are holding an event next August 15th at Koch Arena in which 150 or thereabouts of the finest high school athletes in Wichita history will be in one place at one time to celebrate Wichita's birthday and to celebrate high school sports in Wichita.
Keynote speakers will include Barry Sanders, Jim Ryan, and Lynette Woodard. Pretty good.
Doesn't get too much better than that.
There are going to be a lot other big names coming up for that event coming up next year in August. That'll be fun. JUCO Men's Soccer, the national tournament underway in Tyler, Texas. Pool play underway. Yesterday, number 10 seed, Cowley College, beat number 3 seed, the home team, Tyler, Texas, 2-0. Cowley has another pool game today against number 6, Laramie County of Wyoming, at 5:30 p.m. Cowley men's soccer team unbeaten in its last 10 games, 9-0-1, playing well at the national tournament. And in the NBA last night in Toronto, the Raptors beat the Charlotte Hornets, 132-96. In the starting lineup, former Wichita State Shocker Fred VanVleet, 11 points, 8 assists, 4 steals. The Raptors, one of a handful of teams that still have not lost at home yet in the NBA. They're 5-0 on home court. Toronto right now, the defending champs, number 4 in the Eastern Conference right now. It's Sports with Steve and Ted.
8:23 now. Keep it here for the Hannity Morning Minute. Sean talks about Hunter Biden's zero experience. That's coming up. Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.